Hey, Katambay, ando dun ka na ba sa mga pinapangarap mo ngayong taong 2023? Are you there yet? Or baka naman struggling ka kung nasaan ka man ngayon? Iniisip mo, kakayanin pa ba? Aabot pa ba? Talaga bang tama na ito ang mga dapat kong gawin para magampanan yung mga goals and plans and yung mga New Year's resolution ko? Katambay, I guess it's really important that we learn to evaluate ourselves, evaluate our goals, evaluate our activities and performances so that we would know kung nandoon na nga ba ako? Aabot nga ba ako? Tama ba ang ginagawa ko? So mga katambay, in this episode, I would like to share to you the importance of evaluation. So kung nasaan ka mang stage na ng iyong lakbay, ng iyong journey towards your goals, towards your destination, it is good to check and evaluate. Tambay, are you there yet? April na. Nandoon ka na ba sa mga pinapangarap mo, sa mga goals mo for the year 2023? Or maybe halfway ka na ba? Or maaari ring nakasimula ka na ba? So, asan ka na, katambay? And at this point, it's good to check. Ito yung tinuturo ko before that in the third month, it's good to check yung ating goals, yung ating proseso, yung ating mga plano, yung ating mga activities, if it's helping us or not. And this is where evaluation would be very, very helpful. Kaya naman sa episode natin ngayon, let's talk about the importance of evaluation. Now, it's good to check kung nasa na tayo, malayo pa ba ang dapat lagpayin or konti na lang. And at the same time, it's also good to check para rin ma-motivate tayo sa layo na ng ating nararating. Okay? Sabi nga ni Michael Ken Patton, evaluation is an opportunity to learn from our successes and failures and to make informed decisions that leads to better outcomes. This is why, in this episode, we will focus more on talking and pagkwentuhan natin ang importansya ng evaluation. Hello mga katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Follow me mga katambay dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, at kung ang iba pang platform na pinakikinggan mo ito. Make sure lang to hit that follow button and bell button para wala kang ma-miss na episodes. Now, let's begin by defining ano ba yung evaluation, okay? There's a definition na nakita ko sa internet, ang ganda. Sabi doon is, evaluation provides a systematic method to study a program, practice, intervention, or initiative to understand how well it achieves its goals. Evaluation helps to determine what works well and what could be improved in a program or initiative. O diba? Ang ganda. Totoo naman that when we evaluate things, we get to see what works. Ano yung mga tama nating ginagawa? So in the process, we will continue doing those things. Pero during evaluation as well, nakikita natin yung area na kung saan kailangan nating mag-improve. Okay? So, nakakatulong ngayon siya dahil nakikita natin yon. Hindi lang tayo sige ng sige, hindi lang tayo go ng go. We take time to evaluate. Okay? Evaluation plays a vital role in a diverse areas ng buhay natin. Dahil tinutulungan tayo nitong ma-measure yung progress. Yan yung sinasabi ko kanina. Okay? Tinutulungan din tayo nito na makita yung strength and weaknesses. Alright? Tapos nagkakaroon tayo dito ng data, ng information wherein we would decide, we would choose the area that we need to improve. This is evaluation. For example, sa area po ng education, di ba? Ang mga teacher, ina-assess nila yan. Yung effectivity ng kanilang teaching method. Alright? Ina-identify nila yung saang area nag-i-struggle yung mga estudyante. So, nag-a-adjust ngayon yan para magkaroon sila ng improvement sa learning outcomes ng mga estudyante. Okay? Sa business, di ba? Nag-i-evaluate din tayo. Big help ito sa mga kumpanya dahil na-measure nila yung success ng product nila and also areas of improvement. Di ba? Napansin natin sa healthcare din natin. Alright? Evaluation also is very critical. Ina-assess niya yung effectivity ng mga treatments. Di ba yan yung nangyari noong nagka-COVID tayo? Nagkaroon ng mga evaluations, no? Na kailangan magpa-booster, na kailangan talagang magpa-vaccine, di ba? So, masasabi rin natin na sa government, this is also very important. Sa policy making, di ba? Ini-evaluate nila yung impact, yung epekto ng mga policies and programa na ginagawa nila sa mga community at sa bansa. Alright? So tayo rin, sa pang-personal naman na aspeto, this really helps a lot. Big help na kapag tayo ay nag-i-evaluate, tama ba na ito ang ginagawa ko o hindi? Tama ba na dito ako pumunta, na ito ang maging decision ko o hindi? Tama ba na i-risk ko ito or baka naman hindi na dapat? When you evaluate, you get information, you get data, and you make decisions base dun sa mga in-evaluate mong iyon. Alright? And with that, let's talk about the importance nga nitong evaluation. Pero, bago tayo magkwentuhan dyan, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Bah! Sorry for interrupting the podcast you're listening to. We're the Holy Sheep Podcast powered by The Abundance Network. I'm Nico with J-Pol and Lian. We talk about where God is in our everyday and how He constantly finds ways to speak to us in where we are.
You can listen to our show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. Enjoy listening to the rest of the episode, friendship!
Alright, so after you listen to this episode about evaluation, I encourage you to listen to their show. I am telling you, you will be blessed. Let's continue. Why is it important? Why is evaluation important? First, nagkakaroon ng accountability, no? Tinutulungan kasi tayo nito to assess whether nami-meet yung objective, nadi-deliver yung commitment, di ba? So dahil nagkakaroon ka ng evaluation, nakikita mo at ngayon magkakaroon ng pananagutan. Yan. Evaluation provides a way to track the performance, di ba? And para mas ma-ensure niya yung effort, ay naka-align siya dun sa gustong outcome. So ngayon ikaw, dahil nakikita mo ngayon, na-evaluate mo ngayon, nagkakaroon ka ng pananagutan, nagkakaroon ka ng accountability to do it. Dahil nag-evaluate ka. Nagigets nyo, katambay? Alright. Another importance is, of course, learning and improvement. Dahil sa evaluation, nakikita natin yung area na kailangan na nating ma-improve. Quick story. I started studying para maging isang life coach noong pandemic. And nag-invest talaga po ako. And nag-aral, naglaan talaga ng panahon. Nag-aral, tapos nung nakita ko na okay na additional mga information, knowledge, wisdom to sa akin. Tapos ini-evaluate ko ngayon. Ano pang kulang? Yan. It's because of evaluation. Kailangan ko pang mag-invest naman sa area na ito. So aral uli ako. Alam niyo mga katambay, hanggang ngayon, nag-i-invest pa rin ako. Ini-equip ko pa rin yung sarili ko sa role ko bilang isang life coach. Na oo, tama naman na may magandang isang niche ka. Pero akong ginawa ko, inaral ko yung medyo in general. Ano yung magagamit ko whenever I'll have my certain niche na. Okay? And this time, nakakatuwa lang po that, alam yun, after studying, parang napapansin ko, habang ini-evaluate ko yung sarili ko, napapansin ko na, teka, parang I am leaning towards this kind of a coach, this niche. And alam nyo kung ano yun? The Abundance Mindset Coach. Yun ngayon ang pinupursu ko. Yun ngayon si Coach Lep nyo. Doon ako ngayon nagpo-focus na kung sino ako at kung tawag dito, anong service ang pwede ko talagang ibigay. It's an Abundant Mindset Coach. So dahil I am constantly evaluating myself, nagkakaroon ako ngayon ng improvement, learning and improvement. Nalalaman ko ngayon kung ano yung dapat ko pang aralin. Nalalaman ko rin ngayon kung ano yung certain, tawag dito, path na dapat kong tahakin. O, diba? This is the blessing of evaluating another. Kadikit dito sa example ko. Dahil din nag-evaluate ako, tinulungan niya akong mag-decide. Nakita ko ngayon yung importance at beauty and at the same time yung blessing ng pagiging isang abundant mindset coach. Syempre, bago ako makapagbigay sa iba, una na akong na-bless nito. So sa dami ko ngayon na natututunan ko, na-equip ako, ngayon nakakapag-decide ako talaga na this is it. This is what I want. And at the same time, I'm also deciding after evaluating na this is also a great way para makatulong ako sa iba. Nagigets nyo, katambay? Alright. Another, performance improvement. Kadikit din to nung kinikwento kanina, di ba? Nakikita natin yung area nga na dapat tayo mag-improve. Nakikita natin yung area na may opportunity pa para mag-grow dito. Yan, di ba? Napakaganda na when we do evaluation, we get to see these things, alright? And last, in evaluating, you get to achieve your goal, di ba? May nabasa ko internet na sinabi, don't change your dream, change the process. Yun ang ginagawa ng evaluation. When you evaluate and you get to see, teka, parang kulang ako dito. Baka dapat ayusin ko to. Baka dapat ihinto ko to. Or baka dapat double effort ako dito. So all the more, na because of the evaluation na ginawa mo, you get to achieve the goal. Sometimes, pinipilit natin, di ba? Ay hindi, dito, ito ang dapat kong gawin. Biglang napapansin natin na parang it leads us to dead end. This is where evaluation comes in. This is why evaluating is important. So that you won't get to that dead end. Kasi nakikita mo na kagad, teka, kailangan ko ng detour. Teka, kailangan ko ata ng bagong ruta para makaabot ako dun sa destination ko. Diba? This is the importance of evaluating. Now, heads up lang mga katambay, dahil oo, napakaganda nga na tayo ay nag-i-evaluate, pero meron din po itong mga roadblocks. Meron ding itong mga obstacles na na-encounter. Okay? So I'm going to share to you some of the obstacles, okay, in evaluating. Well, number one na dyan is yung personal agenda mo. Ang nangyayari kasi, as you evaluate something or as you evaluate someone, okay, nagkakaroon ka ngayon ng personal agenda na akibat dyan is nagkakaroon ka ng personal judgment and perception doon sa maaaring tao, sa programa, sa project, di ba? Kasi ikaw yan eh. So, delikado yon. Be careful to involve your personal agenda, your personal judgment in evaluating. Minsan challenge yan eh, para i-separate yung personal opinion mo from objective assessment. Okay? So, watch out for that, katambay. At ididikit ko na dito yung pangalawang obstacle, yung emotional attachment. Ayan na. When you're evaluating something and may emotion yan, kunyari, lalo na kung ini-evaluate mo is kakilala mo, kaibigan mo, di ba? Eh, parang may kasamang, nako, kaibigan ko to. Pag binigyan ko to ng babang ano, at negative na evaluation, baka naman hindi ma-motivate. Eh, kaibigan ko to, dapat, ano, puro affirmation lang ang sabihin ko. Ayan, hindi ngayon nagiging tama ang evaluation. Kasi may emotional attachment. Okay? Kaya naman, may ina-evaluate ka, tapos crush mo pala, patay dyan. Siyempre, pabibo ka. Hindi rin nakakatulong na hindi mo pinipoint out yung mga areas na dapat siyang mag-improve. Okay? Another obstacle in evaluation is, of course, kapag kulang ang data, kulang ang information, ang hirap mag-evaluate kapag ganito ang may encounter mo. Kasi in evaluating, dapat nga, di ba, you have all the pieces. Pag kulang, eh, baka hindi maging effective ang ano mo, ang pag-i-evaluate mo. When you look at things and you see na, teka, eh, paano sa aspeto na to? Anong nangyari nga dito? So, parang ang hirap ngayon magkaroon ng decision. Decision na, pagpapatuloy mo ba? Or dapat i-improve mo? Or dapat ihinto mo na? So, big problem yan in evaluation kapag kulang ang data. And last is, alam niyo yun, when there's that fear of failure sa or kaya naman fear of negative feedback sa evaluation. Di ba? Kung ayaw mo 'yan, di ba? Parang hindi ka open to accept those things. Nagkakaroon ka ngayon ng denial. Dine-denial mo na hindi okay naman 'to. Okay lang to, pagpapatuloy ko to. Yan. Okay? Huwag ganyan, okay? Maging open tayo sa feedback, lalo na sa mga evaluation. Baka kasi tayo mismo, di ba? Hindi ka naniniwala na negative ito, no? Na hindi tama ito, kaya tuloy lang. And then nagkakaroon ng problema. Now, at this point, mga katambay, I want to share to you naman yung mga things na we need to consider sa pag-i-evaluate, alright? Para matulungan tayo na mas maging effective when we evaluate ourselves, we evaluate our goals, we evaluate others, we evaluate projects or whatsoever, okay? So, that's my goal here. This the reason why I'm sharing this. So, number one, things to consider in evaluating, of course, dapat yung goal. Malinaw ba yung goal? As you evaluate goals, is it clear? Di ba? Klaro ba sa kanila? Align ba siya sa mga values? Align ba siya dun sa mga priorities? So, alam niyo yan, evaluating these goals would help to ensure that alam ng lahat or clear sa iyo, ikaw mismo, naiintindihan mo kung ano yung gusto mong ma-achieve. Okay? And ito, sabi ko nga kanina, it's good that it's April. It's the fourth month of the year 2023. It's good now to check. Alam ko pa ba yung goal ko? Or baka kaya huminto na ako, or nade-delay ako, or nag-post ako. Kasi kahit sa akin, parang hindi na klaro yung goal ko. So evaluate katambay, check. Clear pa ba sa'yo kung anong goal mo? Bakit mo yun pinlano na gawin ngayong 2023? Yan. Another. Kadugtong ng clear goals is clear action steps. Clear plans. Evaluate mo kung, teka, alam ko ba yung mga dapat kong gawin in order to get there? Ako ba ay nagiging consistent dito sa mga action plans kong ito? Baka kasi hindi. And then you need to check what's happening. Baka kasi masyadong malaki yung mga action steps mo. But maybe you just need to, alam yun, make it into a bite size so that it will be easier for you. So kahit na small steps, nakikita mo may progress ka. So check mo, i-consider mo katambay yung mga action steps, alright? And kadugtong na rin nito is yung mga obstacles. Evaluate mo dahil baka yung plano mo is going towards an obstacle. Na maaaring nung nagplano ka, hindi mo nakita. But as you evaluate now, ito yung sinasabi ko importance, nakikita mo ngayon na parang ang laking hadlang nitong gawain na to. Parang itong ruta kong ito is parang lalo akong bumagal. Okay? So you evaluate it. Baka nagiging obstacle na siya. Alright? And through this, you get also to learn how to overcome and achieve your goals. Okay? Katambay? Now, another thing that you need to consider is the feedback. Evaluate the feedbacks na nakukuha mo. Feedbacks na manggagaling sa mentors, feedbacks na manggagaling sa mga kaibigan mo, feedbacks na manggagaling sa mga mahal mo sa buhay. Check mo ba dahil baka common na yung sinasabi nila? And check mo rin na baka, teka, baka may sense na kung bakit yun yung sinasabi nila sa'yo. Diba? So this will help you to check and evaluate bakit ba nila ako sinasabihan ng ganito? Sometimes kasi nagiging sensitive tayo sa mga feedback ng ibang tao. We don't like their feedbacks. Ang gusto kagad natin is affirmation. But take note, katambay, that these feedbacks are very important so that you would learn na, teka, oo nga, no, baka may mali na akong ginagawa na hindi ko napapansin, na hindi ko nakikita. So learn, evaluate, and accept those feedbacks. Alright? I would like to end, mga katambay, by telling you this beautiful journey ko dito sa pagiging isang podcaster. And hindi siya naging madali. Sa umpisa, syempre, it's a struggle. Tapos parang, sabi ko, parang ang bagal ng growth. Yung ganun. Ang tagal ng take-off, no? Parang wala naman natang nangyayari. Pero you know what? As I continue to evaluate myself, na-realize ko na parang hindi naman sa mabagal ang growth, hindi naman sa mabagal ang usad, but it's maybe, ang tinitingnan ko kasi is growth pagdating sa numbers, number of listeners, number of people that likes my podcast, number of people that rates my podcast, na hindi ko nakikita yung may isa na may magme-message sa akin, Coach, maraming salamat, natulungan po ako ng message nyo sa episode ganito. Coach, maraming salamat. Lagi po akong nakikinig sa podcast nyo. Coach, thank you so much for blessing me with your message in this episode. I really need it. So alam niyo yun, mga katambay, as I evaluate, kaya ako pala parang napanghihinaan ng loob is dahil ang tinitignan ko is the number. It's not the people and the purpose of my podcast. So dahil doon, as I evaluate, I realize to focus my effort on really just kahit isa lang mabless ko, kahit isa lang matulungan ko. And with that, mga katambay, alam ko na sigurado na akong merong isa. Kaya hanggang ngayon, committed pa rin itong coach nyo gawin itong podcast na ito. Though it's really a challenge, no? Dahil nga napakarami rin ginagawa. Ang dami rin iniintindi. Pero remember, I shared one of the previous episode about my purpose in this podcast, that whenever I will call someone katambay, yes, that's you. Pero alam nyo, in my mind and in my heart, I'm talking to my son. This podcast is really more of for my son. Na pagdating ng panahon na kapag wala na ang daddy coach niya, at kasama na si Lord, no? Tawagin na ako ni Lord. Meron akong iiwan sa kanya. Meron akong mga mensahe, encouragement, motivation na iiwan sa kanya. At ito yon. Kaya naman, I'm doing my best to share, to do this. Because at the end of the day, mga katambay, alam niyo yun, para sa kanya yung ginagawa ko pong ito. Siya ang katambay na tinatawag ko. Okay? Pero of course, kayo rin yun. Okay? It's just in my heart and in my mind. So that's the beauty of evaluating. Alam mo yun, nariri-direct ka na itatama ang direction mo. So that now you would learn more and improve and really have that progress. So katambay, check your goals, evaluate. So I hope na matulungan ka nitong mga sinabi ko dito ngayon. I hope may napulot ka, that as you evaluate, you could evaluate effectively. That's the purpose of this episode. I want to end with a quote from, it's actually from Anonymous. And ang sabi niya, evaluation is not a judgment, but an opportunity for reflection, learning, and growth. Tara, mga katambay, dasal tayo. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Panginoon, maraming salamat po sa mensahe mo sa amin ngayong araw na ito, that as we talk about evaluation, Lord, may you guide us and may we see that in the words na madinig namin as we evaluate, it is you who's really redirecting us, readjusting, pointing us to a detour. Dahil naniniwala po ako, Panginoon, na ang plano mo rin sa amin is really magtagumpay, maabot ang aming mga pangarap. So help us as we evaluate and redirect us, O Lord God, with your grace and with your guiding hand. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Maraming salamat katambay for your time and for listening. Follow me again dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts at iba pang platform na kung saan mo ang pinakikinggan ito. Pakiusap ko lang katambay, pakirate mo po itong podcast ko. Malaking tulong po sa akin yan para marami pa tayong makasama dito sa ating tambayan. Also, you could email me, you could message me sa aking Gmail account na tambayanwithcoachlep@gmail.com. Also, you could follow me sa aking social media account na Coach Lep. Maraming salamat sa iyo, katambay. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.